And yeah, thank you for that. And besides that, you should never forget that heavy metal never dies, of course. Hey everybody, this is Pete Seeger of Iron Saver, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. It is 11 p.m. on Tuesday night. And we're broadcasting from Lower Crothers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. This is your host, Chris, a.k.a. DJ Crusher with The Witching Hour. Did I already say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay, we covered it. I feel like I deviate from the news script and then I immediately lose it.
This is The Witching Hour.
But this is The Witching Hour with my guest,
Aaron!
DJ LFN is here. So, yeah, today it's mostly just music I've been listening to recently, but we also have drama to get into.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
You specifically asked me to come on this with you because you had no one to talk about something, and I was so confused as to why we were talking about this person.
I need a conversation partner for this because I can't talk about this alone as a 25-year-old woman. That wouldn't be okay. So, to start us off, though, I think we're starting off on a higher note.
Okay.
With, it's all girlies releases.
Yay!
And they're all really good, and
yay,
I was really excited about them. So, first one is the new Amy Lee Poppy Courtney LaPlante song. Have you heard it yet?
No.
Well, it's my Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, really you sent it to me, and I was like, whoa!
It's the mother-daughter in the Holy Spirit box. I'm so excited. So, and it kind of came out of nowhere. They, like, didn't really promo it till, like, last week, so.
Not at all.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. So we're going to start with that, End of You by Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante. And some people think that there's more coming out, which I hope is true.
That would be nuts.
That, or they're just like...
Christmas album.
Oh, that would be so good.
That'd be wicked.
That'd be so good. But anyways, we're going to get right into the music because we have more yapping to do later. Also, we'll talk about what we're up to right now as you're listening to this, maybe later. But yeah, so starting off, we have End of You by Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante. Then after that, we have New Kitty. They're re-releasing Spit. So they did a re-release of Spit 2025, and then they're doing Brackish and Charlotte and one other track. And it's in, like, their new style. I know, I was so excited.
I love that. Is any of it non-explicit?
Nope.
Shit.
Because, or actually, maybe some of it is.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out, and then...
So that we can get it on,
so we can get it on Whiplash,
yeah,
so we can expose to the people.
Yeah, but I think the old version has a special place in my heart, but
yeah,
I do really love this new version. And I love that they're still all together and making music all these years later. Literally, like, I think the original came out in 1999.
Whoa. I didn't realize that they had been releasing music for that long.
Yeah, and they're still going strong. So, to start off strong, End of You, Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante, then Spit 2025 by Kitty.
Meow.
I toil in silence, don't know where my mind is, numb from the shock of it all. Cut myself open, but I wasn't broken. Tried to fix what wasn't wrong. Can you feel it taking over? I know I'm not alone. If I must go, the wave should drag me out. You is the start of life for me. How is that to know? Crystalline castles turn to dust in the palm of your hand. But I'm wide awake this time, earnest
So the last song you just heard was Iron Gate by Faye Tooth from their new album that came out on Friday. Before that was Spit 2025 by Kitty, and End of You by Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPont. And yeah, thoughts, feelings?
I really liked the Fade Tooth one.
I think that was my favorite of these releases.
Yeah,
too.
I am currently going to go save that so I can go check it out.
May just tipped me off today that this album came out. I totally missed it. I'd been keeping track of their like single releases, but it was a nice surprise to have this whole new album today.
Ooh, and yeah, like the cover art is really cool. Yeah, and the name is really cool too.
And I like
and Iron Gate was the opening track. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I scrolled through some of the other tracks and like I'm excited to give it a full in-depth listen.
Oh wow, it's actually pretty long too.
Mm-hmm.
Almost an hour. They are playing the Velvet Underground this weekend. No, September 10th. That's 2 days from now.
Oh. So, kind of this weekend almost. End of week.
It's tomorrow.
Is it really? Oh my gosh, it is. Oh. But yeah, tonight we're going to the club.
Tonight we're in the club.
We're in the club as you're listening to this.
Actually, yeah, I didn't know how much we wanted to like, but like we're in the club right now.
Not to break the illusion, but we are at the club right now. But we'll be back probably. Maybe.
We're aiming to do Whiplash After Dark at midnight tonight.
Yeah. So you might hear our recap from the club.
Yeah. You just gotta stay tuned and see.
And see, if we don't make it, then we were hypnotized.
If we don't make it, we're actually having, like, a really good time, which is not what we're expecting to
or
do at all.
Or we've been killed. Who knows?
Yeah, we've been killed or we've been, like, actually hypnotized and become, I don't know, something.
But yeah, we're gonna go see a DJ. I didn't really know who he was, but he was on Vanderpump Rules and he called someone a poo-poo head.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm really excited
about that. James Kennedy, and I was just like, I just think that's so funny. Like, how, like, come on. Like, how could we not? Like, the guy literally has, like, a residency in, like, Las Vegas, and he's coming.
Does he really?
Well, he plays, like, he does, like, sold-out shows in Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah, and he's going to, like, Peterborough.
Yeah, he's doing the trash tour. He's going to
Halifax.
He's going to Dome in Halifax.
Yeah.
He's going to...
And it makes me feel kind of bad, but also, like, it might be kind of humbling. I honestly hope that it does get sold out. Or
yeah,
not
me too.
Sold out, but, like, it actually,
it
like,
does
there's,
really well.
Like, the dance floor at least fills up. Because it is Tuesday, and I'm imagining they're still going to let people in, like... Even if they don't have tickets.
Yeah, and the first few tiers were sold out before we even bought our tickets.
Yeah,
so.
Which I don't know how many of those there were, but not terrible.
Yeah.
At least it's on a Tuesday. I know my roommate saw a DJ on a Wednesday last year, and she said it was dead. But at least this is
we'll get
Tuesday.
The overflow from Dollar Beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly is what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm going to go tear it up, act like I don't know nobody, and and I hope that they don't know me, actually, because I'm about to, like, it's not going to be pretty.
We're going to floppy slop time.
We're actually going to have floppy
slop time. Have we talked about floppy slop
time?
No,
we actually haven't, and everyone kind of just, like, definitely got grossed out there.
It is gross. Floppy slop time is just, you let your body do what it wants.
Yeah, you know when you're dancing in your bedroom?
Yeah. And you're kind of just thrashing.
Yeah, you're just, like, throwing your limbs
everywhere. Yeah, that's floppy slop
time. That's what you're gonna see tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Hopefully nobody who knows me
yeah,
will
hopefully
be there.
Nobody witnesses.
Because this is gonna be my goodbye to stages.
This is our send off.
Yeah.
We're already too old to be there, but
I'm really peak age to be there,
floppy,
but I feel like
one last
40.
Public floppy slop at the stages. And
I don't
then we
know
can
like,
finish
people
it off.
Who are in their 30s like go to stages because I'm 21.
Do they?
And I yeah, do you not remember that guy who was definitely in like his 50s who like
oh, Papa Stages was a character, though. He was different.
The one who, like, wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I do remember that. That was actually scary. That
wasn't
Papa
Stages.
He was, like,
50, 60 years old. Yeah, that's not Papa Stages.
Yeah. Rest in peace, King. I love Papa Stages.
Yeah, so props to the... I mean, honestly, no, not props to the people who go to Stages. It's kind of sad. Go to a good club.
Not
go to a good club. Like, don't terrorize children, please. It's kind of weird. Halloween, terrifying. Halloween there is terrifying. It's
no,
like a
I
lot
went
of
on
older...
Halloween in second year, and it was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Because we split up when you had Halloween at your house. Yeah, that was crazy. Actually,
Oh wait, no, that was a different Halloween, and I went to somewhere worse.
Yeah, you went to a different house party and we went to Stages.
No, I went to a different house party, and then I think that's the same night that we ended up. It doesn't exist anymore. What was it called?
The Spot?
The Spot.
You went to the Spot that night?
I think so.
Gosh, that's honestly, I kind of regret never going.
And well, they didn't even, we basically just like,
no, they don't ID you. It's an underage
club.
Yeah, because
we just like, we went, we skedaddled in because there was no line or anything. And then we left.
Yeah.
And there was toilet water all over the floor. Anyways, it doesn't exist anymore, so we can't slander.
Yeah, it's Night Owl.
Yeah, which I haven't been to, but I would
which
like to
we keep
to. Which we keep saying we have to go
we're
to.
We're going
to
go to since it opened, and I think it's been open for like a year.
Like 900 other places in Kingston where we're like, we have to go.
We have to go. That's the thing. When you live somewhere, you never go to anywhere.
I know. And then people visit, and they're like, where should I go? And I'm like, ooh.
I've heard here's good. Yeah, not to say. Anyways,
our next song is, I will say, okay, disclaimer, this wasn't my favorite release, but it's the newest release before the new Dance Gavin Dance album that's coming out in like 2 days, and I'm really excited about that album. So I am gonna play, also the way this song starts, I had to play it on the Witching Hour because it's just like, it's quintessential Witching Hour the way it starts.
I love the title.
And the, yeah, the title is Space Cow Initiation Ritual by Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah, it's probably the only thing I'll ever enjoy by Dance Gavin.
Yeah, it's this title. But yeah, and then after that, we have, basically, I definitely like, when I like a sound, I like hyperfixate on it, and then that's all I listen to. So, with the same vocalist, I'm going to play a song by Idola.
Okay. I don't know if I'm into it.
Well, it's Andrew Wells' band, and he just took over Dance Gavin Dance. So,
yeah.
We're going to play No Weapon Formed Shall Prosper by Idola, and then we're going to get into the main topic of this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it'll be pretty quick. I promise we won't keep you long, but
I'm excited.
It's important news.
I've been wondering, like, since I got the text, being like, what does she have to say? Because I haven't seen anything about him.
I'm trying to keep people, you know, I'm a journalist. I'm trying to keep people posted on what's happening in the community and what discussions are happening.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So, next up, Space Cow Initiation Ritual by Dance Gavin Dance, and then No Weapon Formed Shall Prosper by Idola before we come back. Yeah.
I need a little
So after some technical malfunctions, we're back to talk about Lil Huddy again.
Malfunctions.
But, okay, I'm just going to get right into it because I'm feeling very defeated with how this pre-record is going. So this is why it's better when I'm live. So basically, Huddy, formerly known as Lil Huddy of the Hype House, releases music now. And he released a song called Fragile, and everyone's saying it sounds way too much like Sleep Token's Rain. And then his producer posts stuff with like Sleep Token and stuff. So that's the drama. That's it. That's awesome. The clip notes. So I'm leaving it up to you to decide if they sound similar. I kind of think they do. And a lawsuit might be on the way. But anyways, I apologize for the lackluster recap. But that's your news segment for tonight. Next up is about a minute of Fragile by Huddy, because I'm not going to play the whole song because it makes me ill. And then we'll play Rain by Sleep Token. And you can decide.
Open my eyes when the day night starts to blend. Is it all in my head? I barely survived through the nightmare, counting the minutes. When will it end? Somewhere in the stars there's an angel who understands what it's like to be here. Somewhere at the end of this darkness, will I come back to the person I am? 'Cause I'm fresh. For so long I have waited, so long that I almost became just a stoic statue fit for nobody. And I don't wanna get in your way, but I finally think I can say that the vicious cycle was over the moment you smiled at me. And just like the rain, you cast the dust into nothing and wash out the soul from my head. So touch me. When I open my eyes,
future. I can hear you say my name. So rain down on me.
Okay, so the last song you just heard was Rain by Sleep Token, and before that, Fragile, like a minute of Fragile by Lil Huddy. I guess he's Huddy now.
No, he's always little to me.
But he's always little to us. And yeah, I guess the verdict is up to you if they sound similar. I'll do a poll on Instagram or something.
I actually did hear it the second point through. But I did hear it.
Because back to back and like with headphones on, mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. That's a lawsuit.
It's pretty uncanny, yeah.
Yeah. Allegedly. I'm allowed to say on
there. I thought it was the same song when playing over. I was like, what are you doing?
I know. Especially that beginning bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, best of luck to Lil Huddy in
his
career.
Legal team.
And I hope he dumps that producer. Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like a good situation. We didn't yap enough today.
I feel kind of bad for the kids like who tried to be influencers and like Musically and TikTok stars, because once they inevitably get like bashed out of the way by more famous people becoming influencers, like what skills do they have?
Nothing. None at all.
Sad.
I feel a little bad, but then at the same time I'm like,
it makes me kind of sad that like being an influencer is a thing too. Not to get like that, but
I do think it is like there's a certain personal responsibility of like you need to know this isn't forever and like put your whole life into this. When they're like 12, then I'm like, this is a problem for the general public and their parents.
Yeah, like when their dream is to become an influencer. Yeah.
But when they're like 17, I'm like, you need to grow up.
I'm just like, it's just like, I don't really think it contributes to society.
It doesn't.
You're just like walking marketing. Like just a ploy for like big whatever.
Like
feed the children the things that they don't need.
Before you could make money off it, it was like your little internet diary and like you just like share what you're doing and stuff, but it has become something much more sinister.
Yeah. Blame YouTube.
They started it.
Mm-hmm. But at least YouTube was like adults.
Yeah, and they were like usually it was like sketches
that
and
really
like,
did it.
Yeah. Cause even I feel like the old like YouTubers who first started making money and stuff, they like had content that was like,
yeah, they did it for fun, and then when it became not fun, they stopped.
Yeah,
they were like indefinite hiatus.
And even when they were doing it for fun, it wasn't just like a video of them lip syncing. Like it was,
but like these kids, I feel so bad for, because I feel like if they got picked up by talent, be like, they'd be like, get back there, do another eye roll, like another 10-second eye roll. Which that's literally it. Like I just think that they just like wit to do like
I was staring into
to
the
doing
camera.
Like 30-second videos, be like, pretend like you're in love with this 11-year-old girl. Like it's so weird.
POV, you get arrested. Do you remember
all the POV videos were insane. The POV videos, nobody used POV correctly.
That drove me. It's still now to this day that like permanently changed the culture.
I know.
Like people using POV wrong.
People still don't know how to use POV because of that.
They just like post a situation and be like POV, and I'm like, no, like POV has its point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that still drives me crazy.
Or the meme where it's like, Nope, when no one asks, and then it's like, oh man, I'm not phrasing this right.
Or it's like no one, and then the colon.
Yeah, but it makes no sense.
Oh, because it'll be like, no one, colon, you should do this, and then the person...
Yeah, because when it's like no one, or silence, no, that means everybody's talking, and then you go.
Yeah.
Where it should be everyone, silence, and then like you talking about this stupid random special fact that you have, like whatever. It makes no sense. And it's just like a thing that's permanently there now.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. I don't know. But yeah, I actually do feel
open the schools.
Send them all
open
back.
Open them wider. They're already open. But
send them back. It makes me so sad. Like, baby, you see the same video of baby Ariel?
Who?
Her name is literally like Ariel, but it's like baby Ariel. She used to be like the first Musical.ly star.
Oh.
Like, the first. And she was, like, 13.
Yeah.
But she was, like, the first. And I just keep seeing the same Musical.ly of her. And I don't remember what song it is, but it's her on the hoverboard. Coming into the room doing some, like, weird stuff with her hands. Maybe, like, whipping once and then, like, rolling out. And, like, rolling out of, like, the shot. And I keep seeing it, like, every other day. It's
hoverboard
so funny.
And whip.
I remember when my neighbor got a hoverboard for Christmas. And he was out on it for hours. And he kept eating it on Christmas Day in the freaking, like, road. It was which a stupid time. It was so dumb. So dumb. That was when, it honestly is when everything started to go wrong.
No, it was all downhill from there. Yeah. It was Musical.ly and hoverboards that started it.
Yeah. And oh, I don't know who did it first, but like the Google glasses or Snapchat glasses or something like that.
What is that?
I think that was the downfall of society.
What are those?
What are those?
Is it like
the Snapchat ones were like these fugly like yellow glasses that could like take pictures on them.
Oh yeah, because the Google ones.
And
yeah,
then
they're
the
like
Google
a camera.
Ones you can do that too, but they were Snapchat ones. So I don't know who did it first.
We knew someone. I'm not gonna name drop. We knew someone who had those and. We'd go talk to the football team, and that's how me and Emma originated the joke of POV or kissing the like quarterback or a queens, because you just have the glasses and you're like looking up at them, and it's so terrifying, and it's like a fisheye view, and I wish we had those videos.
Yeah, this is what they looked like. They were just, like, so ugly. They look like they're supposed to be, like, clown glasses with, like, water spurting out of them.
Have you seen that? This is, like, so chronically online. The, like, comment where people... You know how sometimes, like, people have that grifter content where they just walk up to people in public with, like, a camera?
In 2016.
And, like, ask them something?
Yeah.
So, like... People would comment and be like, hey, how are you? And it's a picture of a guy with a huge camera on his head. Like, that's what people are seeing when they walk up. And that's the vibe of these glasses.
I love it. I've recently been seeing this guy on Instagram, and I don't know who he is. And he just, I'm sorry, now we're yapping. And he goes up to random people, sometimes like one person, sometimes a group, but he plays both people. The other person isn't even saying anything. They're just standing there looking at him like he's a freak. And he's like, hey, I just wanted to know if maybe you'd, like, go on a date with me. No, ew, because you're so ugly. He's like, oh, well, I just wanted to ask. He's like, ew, no, like, I don't like you. And the other person's just standing there like... I don't know. It sounds so stupid. Nobody's laughing who's hearing this. But it actually, like, lights up my life. And I saw one of him going up to like a group of four last night, and he played each single person and no one else says a word. It's actually kind of Riz.
I would be charmed.
Yeah, like the women actually look like charmed by it. I'm like, honestly, I think it would work on me. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that man is, but he really makes me laugh. And I don't know what camera like he's going up with or if he's wearing glasses.
Because that's what the situation I picture is like a camera on the head.
Or like a GoPro or something.
Yeah. Sorry. No, you don't have to be sorry. This is the witching hour. You can cough directly into the mic.
Yeah. But no, oh my gosh, if I see a video of that guy, I'll send it to you. It's so funny. Anyway. What's next?
Next is our last set, actually. And I think that'll pretty much take us to the hour.
Yeah, if it doesn't, I have a recommendation. You're going to love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm going to play three, and then if there's an extra one, that's Aaron's recommendation.
You got it.
So I think we're going to sign off now.
Okay.
I'm sleepy. I'm tired.
No, we're at the club. You can't be sleepy.
I mean, I'm so energized, and I'm having so much fun. So our next three tracks are... The first two are, like, new releases. So Shapeshift by Dayseeker. And their new album's coming out on Halloween. And then Destroy Me by President. And their new album's coming out really soon.
Oh, my God. George Clinton.
Well.
George Clinton. George and President in the same hour.
Oh, my God. See, America-themed.
Elbows down. Elbows down.
But the album is coming out in 17
days. I hate that name.
King of Terrors.
I hate it.
It's not a good name.
It's giving like Court of Thorn and Roses. This is the King of Terrors. And he's like, he's like the main love interest. That's literally the plot of it, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, I read it. I get really bored.
Every time someone told me about it, I was like, I'm sick. I hate this.
I do, too. I hate books like that, but I read them so fast because they're such dog. They're so
bad. It's like,
bad.
I mean, Emma got really into the Amazon Prime movies that are, like, based on fan fiction.
The Harry Styles one.
Yeah. We really liked one with Bella Thorne.
The After.
In the last 20 minutes, she gets hit by a car and forgets everything. We have to do the whole movie again.
I thought you were going to say, like, the one where she's, like, allergic to sun.
So there's one of those too.
We should watch it actually.
She's just doing whatever.
I've never seen it, but yeah.
I'll show you the one where she gets hit by a car. That one's pretty.
Yeah, she like falls asleep in this truck, like with this guy who's like the love interest, and then like obviously he doesn't know she's allergic to the sun and they only see each other at night. And then she wakes up and the sun's rising and she starts panicking. She's like, drive, drive, take me home, drive. And he's like, what the fuck's happening? Like, then he's like, drive, drive. And then her friends appear out of nowhere being like, where is she? Where is she? Like, she's gonna die. She's gonna die. And it's just so stupid. I think it is a thing if people have like sun sensitivities.
I had a teacher in elementary school where she had to like fully be like covered when she was outside doing recess duty.
It honestly brought awareness because me as like a 10-year-old like looked it up being like, can people actually
be allergic to flames?
Yes! They were acting like she was a vampire. I was like, is this an allegory for something? Is this an allegory for like sex work?
You're really reading into this movie.
I think with stupid movies like that, it makes it more fun if you try and like act like it's deep. Like, have you seen that podcast that we're talking about, The Summer I Turned Pretty? And they're like, yeah, so they have like a glass of wine and they're like,
I haven't seen
so the choices they make here really allude to the I love it so much. There's two guys on a couch. I don't know, it's really funny. I'll send that to you too.
That does sound really funny.
Music.
So right, like Shapeshift by Dayseeker and Destroy Me by President, and then Hang Fire by Windwalkers, which is a Canadian band, which I like, you know how some bands, they just, like, feel Canadian, but you can't put your finger on it?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd looked it up before, so I was like, I'm just wrong. Like, they're Australian or American or something. But I randomly looked it up again, and they are Canadian.
Yeah,
and
you can always tell, I think.
Yeah, but I was so mad at myself, because I thought I'd looked it up before and was, like, surprised that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I misremembered. So we're going to play Hang Fire by Windwalkers, who also have a new album on the way. But yeah, so those are our last three tracks. And I think that'll take us right to the end. So thank you for tuning in, and good night if we're dead, and see you later if we survived the stage rage.
Stage rage! Woo!
You're turning into a shadow. You fall but you levitate. You shape shift in front of me and drift to the dark. Black hands hold your arms and they love.
You in the picture's why I call.